educators, is your passion tank running on empty? Look no further. Gretchen of Always a Lesson has a double dose of just what you need. Come fill yourself up with an Empowering Educators podcast to start your day feeling empowered. Welcome to Always a Lesson's Empowering Educators podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen, and I'm dedicated to empowering all the educators out there to reach their potential. My podcast is produced weekly, releasing every Monday morning to give you the boost you need as you start your work week. I've broken up my podcast content into four categories. The first Monday of the month is dedicated to new teachers. The second Monday of the month is dedicated to teachers in transition or in a position of distress. The third Monday of the month is for teacher leaders. The last Monday of the month is for all educators, newbies to those who are experienced. I encourage you to subscribe to my podcast and then tune in on the Monday that fits your current situation. But you can absolutely gain ideas and motivation by listening every Monday, gaining insight on what your coworkers might be facing so that you can then be their advocate. So let's get started. I'll share a little bit about my educational journey and I'll speak about it in phases. So phase one, I got my first teaching job almost a decade ago. I can't even believe it's been that long. I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, and as you can imagine, I fell in love with the weather and the people. I taught second, third, and fifth grade at a Title I elementary school with little to no parental involvement. And for those that might not know, Title I refers to a federal-funded school that receives financial support for things like supplies, breakfast-lunch programs, tutoring sessions, and bonuses for well-performing staff. And I love my time with those kiddos because they needed me, not just to teach them content, but teach them manners and goal setting and life lessons. They had and still do have my heart. Phase two, after half a decade, I wanted to try teaching in a new environment. I taught third grade for the last portion of my career in a suburban elementary school with medium to high parental involvement. And although these kids didn't need me in the same way my Title I kiddos did, they still relied on me to be their role model, both in and outside the classroom. And I loved bonding with the kids and their families and truly treasure my time there. Phase three, so a decade in the classroom came and went, and I was ready to spread my wings. I wanted to have a bigger impact, and I knew I was changing lives of the 20-plus kids in my class. But why did my impact have to stop there? During phase one and phase two of my teaching career, I took on lots of student teachers and first-year teacher mentees, and I loved teaching teachers. They loved learning and were willing to try new things. I realized that this is where I can have a bigger impact. So you see, if I continue teaching, I only impact the 20 kids in my class that year. But if I coach or mentor teachers who also have classes of 20 plus kids, now my impact is multiplied. That means more kids are learning from incredible teachers who hone their craft and put 100% effort into all that they do. And this selfless act is producing our successful future leaders, and I cannot be more honored to be part of that process. I found an educational nonprofit that aligned with my mission called the New Teacher Project, or TNTP for short. They provide an intense teacher preparation program called Teaching Fellows for career-changing adults. And I work behind the scenes screening applications, assigning fellows to our nationwide programs, and then interviewed potential educators. And these jobs were essential in finding great future teachers to place in our neediest schools across the nation, but most importantly, right here in my hometown of Charlotte, North Carolina. So as if this opportunity wasn't already the coolest, I got to work down in the trenches with these future teachers in the Teaching Fellows program here called Teach Charlotte. I coached anywhere from 8 to 15 career-changing adults in our intensive training program where student teaching occurred during summer school. And I was able to help teachers become better in the moment by giving them cues of teaching techniques developed by Doug Lamov in his book called Teach Like a Champion. And a little side note, if you haven't read this book, you need to, whether you're learning how to teach or have been teaching for decades. It's chock full of effective teaching techniques described in a short and sweet fashion. So phase four, if you can't tell, each phase gets more and more exciting because I'm just loving what I'm doing. And this is my current chapter of my educational journey, and I'm taking a huge risk stepping out on my own for the first time. I've been blogging on Always a Lesson since 2012 and realized that the lessons I learned in the classroom could really be of help to others, and I wanted to share my story in hopes it'll help more teachers get better faster so students can be successful faster. So I came across Entrepreneurs on Fire by John Lee Dumas during my search of educational consulting and entrepreneurs. And I was interested in turning my blog posts into podcasts and webinars so that teachers could gain my advice while on the go. And my classroom teaching experience paired with my coaching background could really help educators and then fit into their busy lives of rushing to and from their many commitments. So I subscribed to his free podcast and webinar course and learned a ton. I then invested in his extensive resources on Podcaster's Paradise and learned everything I needed to do to make this dream a reality. So here we go, phase four, podcasting to educators. I can't believe it. I am still pinching myself. I appreciate you tuning in today to hear a little bit about the person behind the voice of Always a Lessons Empowering Educators podcast. Stay tuned for more goodness as I use the lessons from my own journey as an educator to empower you to reach your potential. So now it's time for you to go be great. Elite educators, are you in need of feeling empowered by someone who is just like you, who does just what you do, and well, just gets it? Then hop on over to alwaysalesson.com to learn more on the blog for tips and tricks of remaining passionate about your current work. Also, check out our social media links for more personal connection to other elite educators just like you. And if you're a newbie educator, grab a copy of my book, Elementary Education 101, What They Didn't Teach You in College, to ensure you beat the learning curve and end your first year ahead of the game. AlwaysALesson.com provides something for everyone. So elite educators, stop by today and get empowered.